Creepy. A photo of a dead kid on a bed. Does it say who it is on the back? Yep. Morning portrait of my youngest brother. Dead from fever at the age of 2. Oh, here's another one in Grandma's diary. I wonder who this dead old man is. The 14th of January. Today, the constantly burning fire in our hearth has been put out. In mourning for the head of the family, dead at 71. Grandfather always sat by the fire. After dinner, he'd tell us stories and give us advice on how to take care of the animals, the fields, the garden. He'd say,
"True learning comes from your parents and grandparents, and especially from observing the land day after day."
That was our real school. While we listened to him in wonder, we'd peel almonds or otherwise keep our hands busy. Mother would darn socks by putting a wooden egg in them. She'd put bricks by the fire, and when they were nice and hot, she'd wrap them in a thick cloth and put them in our beds to warm them. At home, there was always something to do. On Sunday evenings, we'd knead the bread dough for the whole week. If we didn't have enough firewood, we'd take it to the baker's to have it cooked. In the middle of the night, the house would creak like it was settling into place. When we were children, those sounds would conjure up frightening monsters. Some nights, the sounds of the creaking house would mix with the sounds of our parents' creaking bed. Mother had already 5 children, and pregnancy was like a regular occurrence for her. She didn't have many comforts, like the birthing chair rich folks had. Tomorrow the hearth will be lit again, but the talks by the fire won't be like before. It's up to Father to be the teacher now.